Adam, a lot of Blue Jay fans were pretty upset when they found out that the Jays let you go towards the end of the season, or right after the end of the season. They said if they hadn't, they wouldn't have been able to try to sign you back. It turns out you work your way to the Mets. Tell us a little bit about how that came about.
I think it was just a situation where they needed a roster spot, and Alex kind of communicated to me that he thought it would be in my best interest to, you know, see what else was out there, which, I mean, is if he's actually, you know, if he actually means that, I think that's, you know, it was a great thing for him to do, just because of the stockpile of outfielders they have, and really, if I didn't fit into the Blue Jays' plans, I mean, that's entirely up to them, and I was just really happy for the month that I got to play, you know, in my home country, that for the team I grew up cheering for.
It didn't seem to take you too long to find someone who was interested in you, and now you're going to be with the Mets organization. Were there a few teams you were talking to? How did that play out?
Yeah, there's just a couple of teams that were, you know, excited to talk to me, and really that's
the excited guy.
All you look for when you're signing with the team is, you know, excitement on their end, because I think that's the only way you can tell if you're going to actually have a really good opportunity, because in this game, it's all about being in the right place at the right time if you're going to stick in the big league. So I felt that was my best opportunity to go there and hopefully make the team out of spring training.
And you can't help hooking up with BC guys. You had Brett Laurie, who just made a guest appearance here in the interview. And now you go with Jason Bay, and he's trying to come back too. And the Mets lose Beltran, so there's an opening there. Angel Pagan is gone. You'll have Bay, who you know. That'll be helpful. And then you go to spring training, like you said, to compete for a job. What do you know about what's going on over there, and do you see that opening?
I really don't know too much about the organization. It's all relatively new to me. I'm trying to, you know, read what I can, but just the way they communicated the opportunity to me was a once in a lifetime, pretty much is how they presented it to me, and I think, you know, if that holds true, I still have to have a good spring training, and hopefully, you know, just put myself in the best position I can to make the team.
You are completely over the transition now, right? You see yourself as a guy who's got a shot at being a big league outfielder. So looking at Citi Field, they did bring the fences in, which is a bit of a help, but that's been a tough park to hit in.
Yeah, it has. It's proven to be really tough over the years. I'm kind of excited to see what it's like. I mean, it doesn't matter to me if they move back 40 feet. You know, I'd love to play there. I think, you know, when both sides, you can kind of look at it at a different angle. You know, if you're playing defense, you got more room to make plays and a little bit more time to track down fly balls that, you know, could land in another ballpark. So, you know, you just got to look at it at the right point of view, and I think it can help you in a different angle.
Do you like the idea of going to the National League?
Yeah, that's going to be new as well. I'm going to learn how to bunt, and I got to stay sharp because you never know when you're going to come off the bench for a pitch hit. It's a totally different game. I think one that I can, you know, learn really quick and how it all works because it is, you know, managed differently, and you always got to come to the ballpark ready to play, and even though you're not in the lineup, you know. There's so many double switches and pinch hits and what have you. So it's exciting.
Yeah, and flexibility is a huge asset there. I mean, as someone who we saw play all three outfield positions, you can handle center field. You run out of bench quick in the National League, and you need guys who are pretty diverse.
Yeah, I think that helps me a lot. I mean, I never played center field before last year, so I'm glad I got the opportunity to do that just to show that, you know, it's not a stretch for me to play center field, you know, a handful of times throughout the year when it's needed. So any flexibility you can bring to the table helps you in the long run. Managers love it. They love, you know, pushing different buttons and mixing the lineups up. So, you know, I can play a little first base too, and I think that'll help me as well.
Adam Loewen, you talked last year in September here about how it was a dream come true to play for the Blue Jays. They gave you the shot to change your career and become an offensive player. Have you moved from the gratitude to the I'll show them yet, or is it still always going to be, no, they were terrific to me?
They were terrific. I have no hard feelings at all. And I think, just the everything they showed me, that they sent me to the Fall League when I asked, out of my own request, and really the coaching staff there was unbelievable. They have guys that'll work till it's dark out with you, and I have nothing but good things to say, and I always will. I'll never hold a grudge, or I have no reason to.
All right, Adam, I mentioned to you off the top that the Mets AAA affiliate is just an hour away here in Buffalo. We have no intention of seeing you there. We don't want to see you there. We wish you the best of luck in the spring, and go make the team.
Thanks for having me.